So the space capsule from Earth to get to the space station in has about 5 days of supplies. So relatively short trip. But if something goes wrong, we can linger in space between the Earth and the space station for some additional time. Over.
Wow, there's actually hundreds of experiments that are happening on board the space station at any given time, and there's a really good app called Space Station Research Explorer that will let you explore any of those, or all of them. And one that I've worked on was one called ELF, an electromagnetic levitation furnace. We're growing some plants up here. We're helping understand how satellites work a little better and how to control them. There's even we are human experiments, so they're taking blood samples and all kinds of things to better understand how our bodies react to the space environment. Over. My favorite part about being on the space station is the people that I work with, and a close second would be the view that we have from up here. Over. If you want to become an astronaut, I'd recommend you get a bachelor's degree in a science and engineering field like physical science, chemistry, biology, physics, mathematics. They're medical doctors. Be successful at one of those things, getting that degree, and then continue your education or your work experience to build on that knowledge. And then do some fun things. Get out there and enjoy your life and be an interesting person. Gets along well with other people. Over. That's a great question. Well, we can't really use a lot of water to get the things we want to get away from us. So we use airflow and basically suction to pull those substances into a place where they can be stored. Over. Yes, actually just about 20 minutes ago I was near our facility where we're growing some lettuce, and I've actually gotten to eat some mizuna, which is a type of lettuce.